bless your fucking veins.
Yes?
That's real good.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stuff my fucking whore hole.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man.
Party in my pants.
Guy barked on my tits.
You get off on this, don't you?
I want to milk the chocolate out of your cock.
Oh, drop a load on me.
Get down and bite on my nubbin.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose is up in my hole.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch. My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, Dimension, back here with you for the Tuesday extended episode of Distorted View Daily. If you're sideshow freaks, you'll get 10 to 15, maybe even 20 minutes of bonus content. Not a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Got a classic Sextastic Tuesday for you. We're going back like 5 years to May 8th, 2007, where I read you a story called I'm a Good Boy. Apparently, it's sci-fi gay retard sex. That's according to Freakypedia. Yeah, I went to Freakypedia. I have to mention this. And I'm redesigning the distortedview.com website, and I really have to more prominently feature Freakypedia because you guys who are editing this Distorted View Wikipedia are doing a fantastic job. I don't say this enough. I typed in Sextastic Tuesday, and there's a list that goes by year of the stories that I read, and most of them have like a synopsis. And so if you're wondering what kind of stories I've read in the past, or if you can't think of, if you have a favorite but you can't quite remember when it aired, go to Freakypedia.net and check it out. It's great. According to the main page, there has been 8,111 articles written. So a lot of great information about Distorted View and the Distorted View universe. Now, as for today, we're going to get into Sextastic Tuesday in just a moment, but before that, I want to read you a Craigslist ad. This is a little different, though. Usually when I read you Craigslist postings, it's because there's something really weird or disgusting involved, right? You know, someone's looking to, you know, I don't know, fuck a pregnant lobster or something. I don't know. You can find just about anything on Craigslist. I love to look for just, you know, the perverts. But today's post is a little different. Can I get some mood music here? Here we go. Very sad. The headline reads, "Hung up over being not hung, man for woman." I am plagued by a major aspect of my life. There's a major flaw that has prevented me from finding and keeping a great woman. My small, dysfunctional penis. I wonder if dysfunctionalpenis.com is registered. It's tiny, and I seldom get hard. When I do, I lose my erection quickly. I'm a great lover. I'm fully aware of my partner, and I know how to please her in many ways. I suppose it's like a man who loses his sight and all of his other senses become so much more acute. My hands, lips, teeth, tongue, they're all I have. When I do achieve and maintain an erection, I can seldom perform any other way but missionary, and I've never given a woman an orgasm with my penis. When my partner gets on all fours and begs me to fuck her from behind, I crumble. I try. It seldom ever works. I've lost loves, real, meaningful relationships over this. Like, you're pouring your hat. This is Craigslist. This is like a hookup site. Here's what you have to say, basically. Looking for a woman who just wants good cunnilingus. There you go. You don't have to say you've got a tiny penis. You can just make it sound like you just want to please a woman orally. Not looking to penetrate a bitch. I just want to lick her cunt. That's all you have to say. You don't have to go into how you're not hung and how you've got a dysfunctional penis. I know what you'll say. It isn't all about sex. And if they left you because of your dick, then they never really loved you. But I know the truth. A healthy sex life is so important in a relationship. Well, yeah, if you're not getting sex in a relationship, like, sex isn't that, I mean, it's important in a relationship, but, you know, if you're not getting any, that's a deal breaker. That's part of the whole reason you're in a relationship. Otherwise, what do you have? Nothing. A healthy sex life is so important in a relationship. I want to please my woman. I want to be able to make love hard and passionately and give her an orgasm with my cock. When she mounts me, I want to go with it. Go with the flow. And I want her to feel me inside of her. Well, you've got a real problem. It's not going to happen, dude. All right, he says he's in his early 30s. I'm clever, smart, decent looking. I make an okay living. If that sounds good to you, hit him up on his motherfucking Craigslist. Oh, no fats or blacks. There you go. He's just like all of us, looking for love. He just has some problems. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a silly bit where I try to find poorly written or bizarre or disgusting sex stories. You know, these sex stories miss the mark, right? The goal of erotica is to get you off, get your dick hard, get your pussy juices flowing. And for one reason or another, these stories don't do it. Let's get into today's story right now.
It's Sextastic.
It was a hot summer. And I was avoiding it always. It's always a hot summer. Sticky. It was a hot summer, and I was avoiding mowing the grass as usual. As a typical 18-year-old, hey, Cornswall, I was lazy and unmotivated. I had just discovered that I was gay and was passing my time beating off and fantasizing about dick. I was not men, just dick. Just visions of hot, throbbing, veiny, uncut cocks dancing around his head, much like sugar plums. I was just an average-looking blonde kid with a 6-inch dick. My dick had been about that size since age 12, but I didn't have any idea it was larger than average. You're not. Really is a work of fiction. 6 inches larger than average? Holy shit. Like a Disney movie. Alright, I was in the I was in the bathroom whacking away when the doorbell rang. I packed my boner into my shorts and headed for the door. This can only lead to sex. The man at the door was about 5'6", with scruffy brown hair. Hot. And thick stubble, pants sagging around his ass, and a jacket. I was about to ask about the jacket when he stuttered, I'm Dicky. I'm a good boy. There was an award for best stuttering performance. I would definitely win a study. All right. The gibberish went on a while before he finally got out. Can I cut your grass? I noticed his bicycle in the driveway. It was a girl's bike with a banana seat and a big orange pennant flag hanging high on a flimsy pole mounted to the frame. Official transportation of retards nationwide. Behind it was a cheap mower tied with an old rope. How much, I asked.
I'll mow for $20.
Dollars, he said after considerable stuttering and effort. It's a deal, I replied. Hi, I'm Alex from the B-52s. Yes, hi, I'm Alex. I watched as Dickie started the mower and began his mowing up and down the yard in a boring fashion. I couldn't help but feel sorry for him. He was obviously slow as Christmas. And he was quite handsome at one angle, but ugly at another. Jeez. Playing the part of Dickie will be Tim Henson. You could tell he was at least 40. After finishing about half of the front yard, he took his jacket off. Ooh, things are getting hot. This hot, sticky summer morning. He had a thick pelt of hair on his chest and a dark, golden tan all over. I couldn't help but wonder why he wore a jacket instead of a shirt. As he passed by me, I noticed his tan, hairy ass hanging out of his pants. I went hard instantly. This retard was actually turning me on.
Greatest line of the story right there. He then noticed me at the porch and stopped his mowing.
I'm a good boy.
Yes, you are a good boy, Ricky. This guy's name is. He stammered over and over.
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
A little rap. I told him it was looking great as I peered down his chest and into his loose-fitting pants. His belly was covered in sweaty hair, and I could actually smell his sweat in something I couldn't identify. Uh-oh. That can't be good. Can I have some water? Can I have some water? He asked. I invited him in and poured him a big glass of water. He gulped it down quickly and then said,
"Restroom?"
I took him down. Oh, he managed to get that out without stuttering. I took him down the hall to the bathroom, and he went in and pushed the door almost closed. My heart raced with excitement as I realized that I could see his hand pulling down the fly through the crack of the door. What I saw was truly shocking. He pulled out a big brown piece of meat that looked like a wrinkled cigar. Ew. I thought there must be something wrong with it because it didn't have a head like mine, just a bunch of loose skin. When he finished, he just put it back in his pants and went back to work. No shakes, no hand washing. I was dumbfounded. He went back and finished the job. I paid him his $20 and listened to him go on and on about how he did a good job and is a good boy. A broken record. When my mother came home from work, she complimented me on the great job I did on the lawn. I admitted to her that I had paid a retarded man to mow it when he came by looking for work. She was so proud of me, she gave me $20 and told me she'd cover his cost in the future. When Dickie finally returned, he was dressed in a similar fashion. Dirty pants, no shirt, with that same jacket on. He paced back and forth, row by row, till it was time for water. Then, when he asked to go to the restroom, I showed him down the hall. As he closed the door, I pushed my way in and said, "I have to piss too." Dickie looked at me with horror and stammered,
I'm a good boy.
I reassured him that I knew he was. "Yes, Dickie, you're a good boy." And that good boys pee together all the time. I love how it's a 15-year-old kid taking advantage of a 40-year-old retard. That's a new one for Distorted View, right? I pulled my dick out and just stood there as my heart raced. I had to coax Dickie into pulling his dick out. He seemed embarrassed, but finally a nice stream flowed. "Yay, Dickie, yay, you did it! You get a gold star." His brown dick was so cool looking. The baggy skin at the head was so interesting to me. I watched him piss as he looked away. He began to put it away, but I stopped him. "Wait," I said. "We need to make sure you got clean." I reached my hand around his cock and squeezed. He gasped wide-eyed, but didn't try to take my hand away. As I stroked his cock, the skin rolled back, and I learned where his wonderful smell came from. His dick was covered with a slimy cheese goo that smelled wonderful. I felt... Okay, so now we've got an underage kid taking advantage of a 40-year-old retard with a weird-looking dick, and we've also entered dick cheese into this porn. Fantastic. It's really a great Sextastic Tuesday. Yes, I fell to my knees and began to lick all over his cigar dick. "I'm a good boy," he said as he began to rock his hips. His dick grew very fat and very long in my mouth, and he was becoming wilder and wilder. Much to my surprise, he got very aggressive and threw... Oh, that retard strength. Gotta watch out. And threw me on the floor. I tried to get up, but he pinned me down. I felt his brown, slimy dick poking at my ass. "No, don't!" I screamed. Great rape. Fantastic. Just another component to this wonderful story. His sloppy dick popped my cherry. I screamed in pain, but it was short-lived. The slimy cheese on his dick made a great lube. Ugh, and I could feel my insides tingling. He fucked me fast and hard, like an animal. The pleasure just kept growing. I don't think I need to tell you what happened to Lenny in Of Mice and Men, right? Just, you know, if he starts petting you like a rabbit, run. Run! Just get out of there. The pleasure just kept growing. I could feel his cum blast out into my ass. My whole body began to buck in orgasm, and I couldn't speak or control my motions. Dickie watched as my orgasmic seizure became more and more intense as his cum was absorbed into my bloodstream. Now, if you farted out, that's called a cream pie. We learned that on the show. He pulled his pants up and ran away. He was afraid that he had not been a good boy. With my last burst of energy, I had a mind-blowing climax and then passed out face first in a puddle of my own cum. A typical Friday night. The epilogue here. Alex was found on the bathroom floor hours later by his mother. He was slowly convulsing and rocking in a puddle of cum, but was not conscious. He was rushed to the hospital, where test after test turned out inconclusive. A week later, the doctor noticed a peculiar event. Alex had developed an odd foreskin-like layer of skin and an abundance of schmegma. He questioned the boy's mother, and she confirmed that the boy had been circumcised as an infant. Dun, dun, dun! The doctor began to examine the foreskin, and Alex opened his eyes. He looked around the room and recognized his mother.
Oh, Alex, she cried. Are you okay?
Alex began to tick slightly and grin, stuttering. I'm a good boy. He was never the same again. Dun, dun, dun. And so finally we add like a sci-fi component to it.
Yeah, that story had everything. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for May 1st, 2012. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. They've got just about everything. Well, everything to make your genitals feel good. They don't have, like, laundry detergent and shit over there. It's not like Amazon.com. Look, AdamandEve.com has also... They have over, what, 20,000 adult products, right? Pick something out you like. I don't know what you're into. Butt plugs, masturbators for men, right? Make your dick feel good. Ladies, there's beads and, you know... rubber things to stick in your various holes. There's also lube and costumes for a little dress-up play, light bondage material, movies, lingerie, all that sort of good stuff. Find something you like, put it in your cart, then at checkout, use coupon code DV. Two letters will save you 50% on just about any item. That's right, get half off just about any item using coupon code DV, plus free shipping. Then they're going to throw in three free adult DVDs. That's code for pornos, right? You get to pick out which three pornos you want. They're also going to throw in a mystery gift. So let's recap. Use coupon code DV, get 50% off just about any item, three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. Again, coupon code DV. Best fucking value when it comes to butt plugs on the internet. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, you are going to miss today's extended program, plus all of the archived DVDA Distorted View Daily After Shows that usually clock in at like 45 minutes to an hour long. Plus, we do exclusive shows. There's an archive of over 1,500 programs. What are you waiting for? Become a super freak. $6.99 a month. That's all it takes. Use your PayPal account. Boom. Or sign up for a yearly membership. That brings the price down to like $5.50 a month. Just an incredible value. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Today I've got an extended show for you. And tomorrow, a brand new DVDA. So be on the lookout for all of that. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, speaking of DVDA, I broke some DV news yesterday. You know, after I recorded the show, I did the after show, and I started getting all these emails from freaks saying, oh my god, it's happened again, linking to a news story. Yes, a couple dumbass teenagers have been run over because they were fucking sunbathing where they shouldn't have been. This time, they were sunbathing on the road, you know, where cars, where cars are typically found, moving cars. Yeah, two teenage girls were struck by a car after they dozed off while sunbathing on a rural road in Pennsylvania on Sunday afternoon. The girls, both 13, were taken by helicopter to Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, where they are expected to recover. Andrea Kanucki, a spokeswoman for the hospital, said that the girls were in good condition. Police said that Samantha Shermanhorn, and Kaylee George were sunbathing on the road when a 19-year-old male cousin of Shermanhorn made a turn at a stop sign and hit the girls. The name of the driver has not been released. But it's okay to release the names of the two underage girls. Does it make any sense? Hey, Samantha! I can just totally just redo the whole train tracks video with these names. All right. Samantha, I've got a great idea. Let's skip school and go sunbathing. Oh, Kaylee, you're so bad. Right? Where should we sunbathe, though? On the grass like normal fucking people? No! Let's go bathe on the road. You know, the pavement's warmer. That way we can sunbathe. We can sunbathe both sides. The road will cook our backs, and the sun will cook our fronts. It makes perfect sense to me, Kaylee. All right. Though he was questioned by police, it was unclear if he would be charged. Economy Borough Police were investigating the case. The sergeant in charge of the investigation was not immediately available for comment. Yeah, I called, checking. Nicole and Nicholas Beck, who identified their brother as the driver, said it was just an accident.
Worst idea ever, Kaylee. You stupid slut.
All right, second story we have for you today. This is actually a DV update. The New York mother, who was fired after she donated her kidney to save her boss's life, demanded that the woman return the organ. Quote, "You hate me so much, and I'm so despicable. Give me my kidney back," wailed 47-year-old Debbie Stevens of Long Island. Her employer at Atlantic Auto Group, Jackie Bruchia, also 47, thanked Stephen for the gift Monday and then wished her the best. Ooh, what a cunty move, right? I want my goddamn kidney back! Oh, thank you so much for the kidney. Your kidney is feeling so good in my body. I'm gonna go out drinking, celebrate. I will always be grateful that she gave me a kidney, Bruchia said. I have nothing bad to say about her. I'll always be grateful to her. She did a wonderful thing for me. For Stevens to get her organ back would not be easy and would involve at least 4 surgeries. Wait a second. I thought the way the story initially read, I thought that the mother gave up her kidney for her employer, but then realized that the doctor said it wasn't quite a match, so the woman just gave her kidney to someone else who needed it, right? Like, you know, someone she didn't know. Maybe this is a different story. I don't know. For Stevens to get her organ back would not be easy, and it would involve at least 4 surgeries. Stevens donated her kidney to the National Pool. Oh, yeah, because she and Bruchia were not a perfect match. That gave Bruchia a better shot at getting a speedy transplant. Stevens' kidney actually was transplanted into a patient in St. Louis. So this woman wants the kidney that wasn't actually hers. She just wants a kidney. She doesn't care who it's from. All right, yes, the scorned Stevens also insisted that the only reason Bruchia rehired her in the first place is because she was a plan B in case another organ donor fell through. She used her power to manipulate me, Stevens claimed. According to a state Human Rights Commission complaint that Stevens filed on Friday, Bruchia began to harass her shortly after she donated her left kidney in the fall of 2010 and eventually helped fire her in 2011. The two previously worked together at the dealership and forged a friendship in 2009. Stevens returned from Florida in 2010 and Bruchia rehired her. Now Stevens says that her health insurance coverage will soon run out, leaving her unable to pay future medical and psychiatric bills related to the transplant. I don't know what I'm going to do, she said. I can't afford it. It's a lot of money. I may have a hard time getting insurance because I donated a kidney. I thought I would be at that job until I retired. The car dealership calls Stevens' claims groundless. Atlantic Auto treated her appropriately and acted honorably and fairly at every turn. We expect to have this resolved favorably in the legal system. So there you are. And finally, today, we've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
We've talked about all sorts of domestic incidents involving hammers and other hardware. This one's a little different. It can only happen in Florida. A Myrtle Beach man and woman were charged Sunday evening after police responded to a domestic violence call.
Alicia Summer Babcock, 33, was charged with criminal domestic violence of a high and aggravated nature. And Wayne Emmanuel Malcolm Beecham, Jesus Christ, how many names does that guy have? 37, was charged with criminal domestic violence first after police responded to their home at around 10:49 p.m. The officer saw Beecham sitting on a curb in the parking lot with a juvenile sitting in the driver's seat of a Suzuki, all right, while Babcock was standing in the doorway of the home. Beecham told police the couple had been living together for the last few months, and they'd been dating for the last 8 months. He said his son just moved in with them 1 week ago. Beecham told police that earlier in the day, the couple had been to the Coastal Uncorked Festival, and both had been drinking, all right? He said he found out that a friend of his had died, so they returned to the residence. He said Babcock began to hit him with a hammer. Let me be a little more specific. Babcock began to hit him with an inflatable hammer, and that his son went upstairs and was upset because she would not stop. An inflatable hammer, right? That's why police were called. Beecham said he told Babcock that she couldn't treat him the same way you do a three-year-old. And when they say that's enough, the report stated. He said she cornered him in the upstairs bathroom and pushed him down onto the toilet, yelling at him and poking him in the chest and face. This woman's a bitch. He said he grabbed her and moved her aside, breaking the drywall in the process. So it wasn't a gentle push as he tried to get out of the bathroom. Beecham said he went outside to get away from her, and she followed him out, swinging her fist at him. He believes she made contact with his head because he said his jaw was hurting, but the police did not observe any physical manifestation of injury. So, there you go. Be careful with those inflatable hammers. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, first time this year, long time caller. Oh, fuck, I fucked it up. Yeah, you have the Sextastic Tuesday show on Tuesday, April the 17th. And fucking Rocket Power, man. It fucking took me, 2 seconds after the stupid Seymour Shapiro.
I've never heard of that cartoon. Am I too old or too young? I'm guessing I'm too old to understand that reference. The Rocket, was it Rocket Power?
Chagoo to me, boo. This is Orange Flavored Kisses calling in. And I just heard that Dick Clark died, which kind of made me sad because I realized I won't have any more of you talk about
Very
Dick
Clark. Very sad. No more Dick Clark.
Clark slurring in the New Year's.
Lots of fun with Ryan Seacrest. Counting down.
Chagoo, Tim. It is Sideshow Member Bunny. I almost forgot my name for a second. Today is a long day for me. I'm so tired. But I'm pulling a tone deaf Sean because I'm calling you more than once in a day. This is the second time I'm calling you. But I want to tell you how much of a loyal Disturbed You fan I am, and I plugged your show on a tranny podcast.
Hey!
Bailey J has a podcast that I called in, and we're recommending podcasts to each other. And I was like, oh my god, this podcast I love is a Distorted View. You should totally check it out. So hopefully you get a bunch of
tranny listeners,
guys who love tranny porn, to listen to your show. Oh. So you're welcome, Tim. I give you money, and I tell people all the time. Actually, my best friend listens to your show, so hopefully she gets to hear me talk about her. So talking about this. So I am going to go to bed and pass out.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much. And thank you for recommending. I don't know why. All of you should be telling your friends and strangers about Distorted View daily. Come on. What's wrong with you people? Next caller. Yes, go right ahead.
Hello, Vivian. This is Pan Paniscor, your monkey overload.
Pan Paniscor called into the DVDA program. Not yesterday. It was, I think, Mondays.
Calling in Timothy. When you play.
Oh, wait a second. I guess it would be Friday. What is today?
Played that commercial.
Yeah, last Friday. We haven't done Wednesdays.
So for the lady cigarette DVD brand style, it gave me an idea for funding the monkey future. Yes. Smoking is going out of fashion in the Western world, but in the developing world, it's
not in fucking Columbus. Every time I go to the stupid gas station, I just want to pick up my Red Bull, you know? And there's always the person in front of me always is getting their Pall Malls or fucking Marlboros or whatever, and the stupid woman behind the counter can never get the right pack. Hey, guys, like, can I get it? I don't know. There's eight, I don't know how the cigarette things work, but there are some in packs and some in boxes, and then there's
some in hard boxes. I don't know. And what does it matter? Who the hell cares? How it comes, a box or a soft pack.
Truly an emerging market. Whatever. There's tons of smoking.
Oh, and then some packs are even like there will be two packs that are the same, but one of them will be on sale. I guess one has a coupon on it and the others don't, and then the guy's always like, no, not that one. The one with the coupon on it. I want the coupon one.
Brown people.
You just keep going back three or four times. I want the 120s.
Going to begin marketing.
Not the Slims.
My own personal line of cigarettes to the developing world. And to get the campaign off the ground, I've come up with a doo-wop style jingle. Here it goes. 2, 3, 4. Doo, 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 doo. Doo, doo, doo. When I crave menthol and I want some butts. Don't want Virginia Slims, they're for whores and sluts. I want Ghetto Freshness and I want it today. For Classy and for SEMA, there's only one way. Monkey Mint, Monkey Mint, talking about Monkey Mint.
You and Incognegro should work together on that campaign. A new product. And finally, today
Window Liquor Update. Hi, Tim. This is the Window Liquor, and I just sat on a corner and begged people for money, and a rich, I wouldn't say she's rich, she's driving a car from God knows what, but an old religious black lady, because my sign says God bless, she gives me $20, and I spent on drugs. Bye, Tim.
I promised Window Liquor on DVDA that I would send him a video camera, to record all of this recalculousness. I've got to do that. Let me write a note real quick, because it's important we capture as much of his tomfuckery as possible. So there you go. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God.
Best push!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye!